Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
For music in general, I mean, we knew he was sick and it was probably coming, but blues legend B.B. King dead at the age of 89. I feel very fortunate that I saw him play twice, only twice, but I saw him play. I saw him play where I really remember it was in St. Petersburg, Florida, probably about a decade ago. I mean, he was iconic. 70 years. Really thrilling audiences, and he had that guitar, Lucille. He learned as a kid in the Mississippi Delta to play, and he traveled all over the world. He died in Las Vegas again at the age of 89. He was Mr. Blues. There is no question about it. There's going to be lots of reaction to this for sure. Guys like Joe Perry from Aerosmith saying B.B. King was one of the few classic blues artists to have songs on mainstream radio, which is very, very true. That's probably where I heard him the first time. And then, you know, he appeared and he appeared. There was a documentary done on B.B. about a year ago. And Carlos Santana and Bono and Eric Clapton and Ringo Starr were all part of it, and he was like a nonstop tour. You know, he just kept on touring, and I guess at the time of his death, he has exceeded 15,000 shows. 15,000 shows. Wow, I mean, just absolutely amazing. So the great B.B. King, dead at the age of 89. Sad day for the music world, except for everything that he gave back to so many musicians, too. People who were trying to make it, all kinds of people in the time. He was a giver, there's no question about it. Sadly, automatic braking is part of the question that people are wondering about when it came to that accident through Philadelphia, the Amtrak train the other day, heading to New York City. And this is still the buzz in the backyard, and this is where we begin. As always, Kate Delaney, the skipper of ATN, and happy to be here with all of you as we swing through another weekend. So the fatal crash in Philly revives all those calls for a braking system that automatically stops a train. So if the train is going excessive speeds, that's what it's supposed to do. But it costs a fortune, right? So it's got a big price tag. And they say that's what's slowing the installation of that on all the trains. So they do have it. The system is installed on only half of the trains and on half of the tracks. Ironically, along that same route, it is installed in some places. You know, it was back in 2008 that Congress had a deadline of December 31st for trains and railroads to adopt that automatic braking equipment. It's called positive train control. Positive train control. You probably hear a lot about that. And the idea was it automatically will slow that sucker down if the engineer falls asleep, is texting, whatever's going on, or is just unaware, and they're not responding, then that would signal the track and it would make that happen. So the National Transportation Safety Board has pushed for that. Has pushed for the positive train control, saying we need this. I mean, they've said the safety recommendation back since 1990. And then, remember, in December of 2013, there was the Metro North crash that killed four people in New York, and now we've got one that's killed eight and wounded so many. So many other people were injured. You know, we haven't even really talked about that. So it's under investigation, but the positive train control is being installed throughout the Northeast, but it hadn't hit that section of track. So all around it, if you looked at a map, all around it, the track had that, but just not in that area. How tragic is that? And I'll repeat the speed. If you haven't heard the speed, think of this. You're going 50 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you're accelerated to 106, and you hit a curve. There's just no way with no automatic brakes. That would have, if the automatic brakes had been there like they were on the other parts of most of that track or big portions of that track, it would have been okay. It would have stopped it. Oh, man. So they have been upgrading it. And they've been warned. I mean, they've been warned since 2010 that they were going to miss the deadline, because the deadline is December 31st of this year. So they've had all that time. Because there's still so much track that has to be covered off. It's like 60,000 miles of track that has passengers or chemicals or whatever it is that they're, you know, that they're moving on the tracks, and it has, so they haven't installed it yet. Whew. And that's too bad, because it does not bring back the people that were killed. You know, there's the bottom line. There's going to be lawsuits all over the place on this one. And then the question about, how come the engineer didn't know what was going on there? Because some of these engineers are exhausted and have worked too many hours in a row. So is that going to be something that they say contributed to it, or, you know, or not? And it's interesting because the House Appropriations Committee just rejected a proposal on Wednesday from Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut to actually provide $825 million in grants for railroads to install that equipment. Republicans who controlled the chamber opposed the proposal because they say it would fall outside mandatory budget caps without generating any additional revenue. So this DeLauro said it's supposed to save lives, and then ironically, look what happens, and we've had some terrible accidents. You had the crash in Massachusetts a few years ago where the operator fell asleep and collided with another train. Before that, a few years before that, you had a collision in Mississippi that killed all four of the operators. Fatigue was a big factor in that one. There was another one in Iowa. This was another fatigue thing. Two crew members, but now you're talking about eight people and a few hundred people with various injuries, some of them a lot more serious. All right, here's our ode to B.B. King as we trail out.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I can just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, it seems like Lucille's trying to help me call my name. I used to sing spirit.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Very excited about our next guest here on America Tonight. A lot of people talking about gluten and living gluten-free or taking those baby steps. Ann Sarkeesian joins us, and she knows all about that because she lives a life that is gluten-free. And I think people are confused on a couple of fronts with gluten. One, just even knowing what it is. She's the author of Toxic Staple, How Gluten May Be Wrecking Your Health and What You Can Do About It. Ann, thanks for joining us.
You are very welcome, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the basic thing. And so I have to be honest, until my brother started talking about it, I didn't really know too much about gluten, and I'm still kind of learning about it. Explain why people are getting sick because of gluten, and now we're finding these gluten connections to certain illnesses.
Well, gluten is a pretty nasty little protein, and if you have certain genetics, you're more predisposed to becoming sick. But if you develop celiac disease, it's because your villi are damaged. If you were to extend your hand and put your fingers out, spread them apart, and look at those as if they were tiny villi that are in your intestine that absorb nutrients to keep you healthy, if you make a fist now, or do it slowly, it can take months to years to decades to decimate your villi. So if you're not absorbing your nutrients, there are over 300 symptoms, diseases, and maladies linked to gluten and celiac disease. So it doesn't leave a whole lot for your imagination. It seems like everything is linked. And it almost seems like just about everything gets better, when you remove it.
So, first of all, how do you, before we get to remove it, how do you know you have a problem with gluten? So we just assume that all of us could cut that down?
Well, you can have full-blown celiac disease and really have no symptoms or very insignificant things going on. And you find out by certain tests. And unfortunately, not enough testing is, according to me, is being given.
Right.
And there's huge, huge unawareness, especially in mainstream medicine, on all the symptoms and maladies linked to it. And then if you even request testing from your doctor, chances are pretty good you won't get enough to detect an intolerance. They might detect celiac disease, but I think they're setting the bar very high on the one test they might give.
Mm-hmm.
And there really are more tests that you could give, blood tests, and then there's some stool testing. And it's very cutting-edge testing, and that testing saved my family because we were all negative on the blood tests. And then we discovered this fellow. And everybody's life has turned around. It's just, it's huge information. I'm a driven granny. What can I tell you?
Oh, so, okay, so what can we do to start out and get rid of some gluten? How do we get rid of gluten? Are there just products we need to look for that are gluten-free? I know they're out there, but what about just in regular, I'll call it regular food?
Regular food is pretty much glutenous. I mean, if you want to get rid of the gluten, you start with the big stuff, you know,
like the
regular pasta, the regular breads, and you adopt some new breads and pasta. And then, you know, once you get a handle on that, you start looking into the, you know, the tougher stuff. Like, you have to become a label reader. And, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge at first, but then it becomes second nature, and your health starts to improve. I mean, a lot of people can see improvements in 2 or 3 weeks, better energy. I mean, I don't get sick anymore. It's incredible.
What contains the most gluten? I mean, is it bread? Is it, you know, you're saying pasta, regular pasta?
Bread has a lot, and pasta, yes. But, you know, even things like a can of jalapeno peppers was on the shelf, and a chef pulled it off, and we were chatting. He said, well, there can't be any gluten in this. And we read the label, and there was. It's hidden in a lot of foods. So I really don't buy too many canned things, maybe tomatoes. I stay away from the processed food as much as possible. You know, so, it's a huge, huge issue, and it really, nobody's educating our doctors on it.
All right, so stay away from processed food and read the labels. Look for gluten. It'll say it on there. You'll
know. It will say contains wheat if it contains wheat. But you do have to look out for rye and barley. Those you need to become aware of when you're reading your all the ingredients, because they also have gluten in them.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about the maladies, too. We're talking cancers, stomach, intestinal, colon, all kinds of things are linked to, you know, there might be a gluten connection to that. And you believe that, right?
Absolutely do. And there is huge research on this. Unfortunately, there's so many ailments. A lot of the ailments need more research. Like multiple myeloma is one of them. I really tried looking for the research. I found about 3 studies. And one of them says that multiple myeloma may be a more severe condition, gluten intolerance condition, than celiac disease. And this was right in the study. So this is huge information, and I'm very disturbed that more isn't being done to educate our doctors on this. The public really needs to become their own advocate, and that's why I wrote the book. I just, I felt people needed something they could relate to. Oh, this sounds like my mother. Oh, this is Uncle Joe. Oh, my God, my kid has this, you know, going on.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of stories, and I have huge research, easy to read. I made it as easy as I could, and hopefully it'll help a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, you talk about multiple melanoma, and that seems to be cropping up more. I just met someone the other day who was pretty young that had multiple melanoma. And Tom Brokaw, of course, the nightly news anchor from the past, the godfather, one of the godfathers of news, I call him, he had or has multiple melanoma and has been talking about what that's like. And that is a very scary disease to come up with. And it's along those same lines, you think there's a connection there.
Absolutely. I do. And I actually tried reaching out to Mr. Brokaw a couple years ago when it first came out. Maybe it was only a year. And, of course, I never heard back, but I think I sent him some information. And just yesterday, I posted a release with some interesting information in it on multiple myeloma.
Wow. So you mentioned that your family, is gluten-free, totally gluten-free household. How tough was it to get everybody else on board?
Well, you know, the kids were easy because they were young.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit harder now that the boys and even that one of the girls, they're teenagers, and they think it's okay to eat French fries that are fried with everything else that's breaded.
Right.
And it isn't, you know, it's not okay. And if you have this condition, you need to stay away from gluten 100%. Never have it,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's tough with kids. And it took my husband a year to come on, but after seeing the results and feeling better and losing weight and some of his labs were better, you know, he's pretty much on board. I mean, I'm 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably 99.5 or something like that.
Yeah, and we know there's something to this because, Anne, you were ahead of the curve, but other people are catching up from the sense that even some foods are just, I see a lot more foods that say gluten-free. I mean, giant letters, you know, this is gluten-free.
Right.
Even I saw something the other day, it was like pretzels, gluten-free pretzels. And I thought, that's great. So that means you go to the movies, just grab this bag or whatever, and you don't have to say, oh, I can't eat anything. And that's always the excuse. What do we use as, you know, what do we use instead of?
Right, right. They're really coming around with that, which doesn't mean that it's healthy just because it's gluten-free.
Yeah,
But there are some options there for the public. And, you know, the food industry really jumped on this thing fast because they had money to be made.
Yeah, that's true.
Food. But the medical industry, you know, I mean, after my grandson and I, if you just look at the two of us, at the end of the first year of doing this diet, we were no longer sick. I go for health checkups at my ripe old age.
Wow.
And I'm really lucky, and I just don't get the stuff everybody else gets, and I have great energy.
Right. So there's we know there is something to that, and like I said, other people are starting to discover that. It's making that gluten connection and realizing, you know, what's happening, because there's a million excuses as to why we can't do this and why we can't do that. All right, so the book is Toxic Staple, How Gluten May Be Wrecking Your Health and What You Can Do About It. They can get the book on Amazon, right?
Amazon, they can go to my website, Toxic Staple, Barnes & Noble. They can order it at most any bookstore. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to start looking even more. I've been doing it too, but for all of you listening, this is great information. Start looking at the whole gluten thing, and as Anne said, read the labels. It's not that hard. Just start to read the labels and get used to doing that. Anne, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very, very welcome. Thanks, and best of health to everybody.
Thanks.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, Twitter bird. Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Any little thing will do.
First little tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Just tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet. It's up to you. In 140 characters, I'll tell you what I eat.
On Twitter, I post random artsy pictures of my feet. I'm staying up to date with friends while walking down the street.
Yeah, Twitter's pretty sweet.
I'm literally Twittering. My life is now complete. It's literally, literally with every single tweet. You think that you're so cool, retweeting things like tool. You're all a bunch of fools.
Hashtag nature!
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter, every little thing you do.
Every single tweet's a winner, you can do it too.
Just tweet a little tweet on Twitter,
every tweet a bunch of tweets on Twitter. It is that 140 character world. And let me tell you, B.B. King is trending right now. Dead at the age of 89. We told you about that at the top. A lot of people chiming in on B.B. King. His best moments, their favorite songs, you know, anything you can imagine. I mean, all kinds of people, too. So let me give you a few of them that I thought were interesting. Other than, you know, pictures, wild pictures, pictures when he was young, pictures, portraits people did. Essence magazine says we've lost another legend. Our thoughts and prayers are with friends and loved ones of B.B. King. How about this from Plek Picker Guitar? They say, rip B.B. King. We'll be singing the 3 o'clock blues worldwide for you. And then I got
this one as I'm trending down. I mean, like I said, all over the place. Miles Kennedy says, the thrill is gone, but never to be forgotten. Rest in peace, B.B. King. Lorenzo Ponce says, rip the legend B.B. King. And how about this? Alexander William says, up on a mountain, I'm drowning in the sea. All the clocks say midnight when the blues come over me. Rest in peace, B.B. King. Oh, isn't that the truth? Boy, oh boy. He knew how to play the blues. Another great legend, dead. I mean, over the years, concert after concert after concert, a legacy. He was absolutely a legacy. One of my friends, a writer, Ken Bessonette, said, jamming is a very healthy thing, B.B. King told fellow travelers. It's so true. And he really inspired a lot of people as well. Paul Giovanni says, B.B. King news really hits home with me. I grew up on the blues. He was a big reason I play guitar today. And I think a lot of people, a lot of people say that. I think B.B. King is the reason that I like the blues, because I heard B.B. King on the radio, and I thought he was just awesome. And I remember I would search, and I remember asking questions to my mom about B.B. King. So, you know, how about that? At the age of 89 in Las Vegas, the king of blues. I mean, an icon, a blues icon. The New York Daily News says, and they put all kinds of really cool photos of him up, by the way, B.B. King's prolific career in pictures. They had him young, kind of somewhere in the middle of his life, and then when he was older. Eric Alper says, 33 albums on Billboard charts, 35 Hot 100 singles, 15 Grammys, one sad guitar in Lucille. B.B. King has died at the age of 89 and played, you know, forever and a day, because he was on the road so much. Didn't want to disappoint. Was always, even if it was tough, you know, if he was going through something, if he had a health problem or whatever, he tried to make every concert he possibly could. The Los Angeles Times tweeted out, B.B. King taps into something universal. He can't be confined to any one genre. And that they picked up a tweet and something that Eric Clapton had said. And, boy, that's true. He would have his three-piece suit on often. And then he would, you know, be in sometimes bigger venues. Sometimes he'd be at Carnegie Hall. He'd be in bar rooms. I mean, he played them all, and he was never too proud to play anywhere, whether it was small or big. Even as he was celebrated as a truly an iconic guitarist, blues man, no question. All right, how about this? The Clippers, that's also trending pretty high. The Rockets forced a deciding game 7 with the Clippers, if you didn't hear that, 119-107. So when I say something's trending, more than 48,000 tweets on this one. B.B. King just ahead of that, because a game 7 in sports is the best that's the best you get. When you have it come down to the finish line where you got to play a deciding game, do or die, in a big series like that. And this one from SB Nation, the Rockets were dead. Then they went on a 49-18 run to stun the Clippers and force a game 7. That's pretty big. 49-18 run, that means the Clippers certainly were choking there. This one from June Bugman, who says, the Clippers virus has infected the Dodgers. So you can imagine the people in L.A. How about this? Kanye Stress says, the Clippers don't deserve nice things. Probably a reference to the leftover Donald Sterling days of last year. Damon Bruce says, had dinner tonight out with a friend, just saw the Clippers results. What a bunch of pansies. Floppers hearts indeed. Oh, that's so bad, because to get run over like that is crazy. Here's what Magic Johnson said. Magic Johnson, who was part of Showtime and the Los Angeles Lakers back in the day, said less than an hour ago, the Clippers are in a world of trouble after not closing out at home in Game 6. Now they have to go to Houston for Game 7, which is true. They had the shot. Doc Rivers on the Clippers' fourth quarter collapse, he said what could have went wrong, went wrong. Ugh, that's not much of a comeback. He's going to have to do everything he can to turn that boat around on the road. Wow. I mean, that's a bad, again, that's a bad, 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 bad collapse. My pal, Kurt Helin from NBC, who covers the NBA, says the Clippers offense is back. Yep, that's true. The Clippers offense is back and then fell apart. boy, oh boy, boom, down they go, down they go. Basically, the Clippers, people thought heading into this would have been awesomeness, but it did not happen because they went on an epic collapse, and everybody is talking about that game. Sets up a 7. All right, here's another one. There's a very popular television show. In fact, this had some of the most tweets, period, on the day, on the night, really. And it's called Scandal. It's about Washington, D.C. Some people say a lot of what's in there is true. The woman who's the main character, her name on the show is called Olivia Pope, is similar to somebody in Washington who does that, who is kind of a fixer, if you will, for political scandals. Thus, the name Scandal it was a huge name for this television show that really, really took off. Okay, so here's a couple of the scandal things and what they say there. How about this? I'm trying to give you something good, something scandalous. All right, Queen B says, Scandal, Jake knows his worth. He deserves better than one old Liv and her love triangle. Jake is tired of saving this woman. How about this? I'm in love with you, but you're in love with him. That's a line from the show. How about this from Jesse Ortiz, who says, is anyone else over Olivia being in love with Fritz? I mean, it's like a soap opera-y thing where people are just taking up lines from there and it's posting it. Then somebody says, OMG, OMG, just see the last 2 minutes of Scandal. Awesome, awesome. The last 2 minutes. Surprisingly, nobody got killed. Usually that's what happens. How about this? Brian Lewis says, how does Olivia Pope get such fashionable prison wear? Because it's a television show. They have big budgets. And they want her to look good, not like she's really in prison. Come on now. You don't get that many viewers if you're going to really... Remember Charlie's Angel? I mean, come on, think of different shows and how they portrayed the women in the shows. So give me a break on that one. Coming up on America Tonight, guess what we're going to do? One of my favorite things. We're going to take you to the movies. And there's actually a movie that's coming out this weekend that I'm interested in seeing. I bet you can't guess what movie that is. The thing about this movie is I probably won't go and see it. I'll probably wait till it comes out. But I think it could be an interesting movie. Let's put it that way. And then I saw a trailer today for another Mission Impossible. I thought it was impossible to make another Mission Impossible, but apparently not. It is the one franchise that keeps Tom Cruise alive in the movies, because that usually that's his most successful thing lately. And this one, it doesn't look like it's going to disappoint. It's coming out in, I think, in the beginning of the summer, so I know we'll be previewing it for sure. But coming up, we're taking you to the movies to look at a couple of them. One that's getting a lot of play, Mad Max. And then there's another one that's a sequel, Pitch Perfect 2. And then we're going to look at Good Kill. So that's your 3 on the marquee. Kick back, relax. We're going there next.
have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Come on, Maddie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see Star.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamorous drives, bigger than life.
Sitting in the darkness.
Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
Let's
Cooper.
Go to the
Let's go see the
stars. All right, we're taking you to the movies. Time for the big finale. Mad Max is our first one in the shoot. Mad Max actually is a remake, of course, of the original Mad Max that was starring who? Extra points. In fact, I'll give you a copy of Willie Nelson's book if you can tell me who was the original star of that movie. Send it to me right now at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Oh, it's so easy. Here is the current Mad Max.
In this wasteland, I am the one who runs from both the living and the dead. A man reduced to a single instinct. Survive.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Want to get through this? Go! So interesting, Mad Max is a franchise, member 1979, and who did it star? That's right, Rico got it right, Mel Gibson, that was his breakout film, Mad Max 2, Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome, and now this one, Mad Max Fury Road, Tom Hardy, one of the stars, Charlize Theron, another one. It's expected to do pretty well at the box office, we'll see if that holds up, obviously. This is kind of a thriller movie, I guess I'll call it. It's action is the specific genre, but there's a little bit of thrill in there. And it's rated R. How about we seg from Mad Max to Pitch Perfect 2? Check this out.
We are coming to you live from the nation's capital where the Barton University Bellas are performing for the President of the United States on his birthday. I came in like a
Oh, no. She has no underwear on.
Oh, my God.
We have a commando situation. She's turning.
No.
Brace yourself.
She's coming.
The Australian singer gave the president a birthday gift from down under.
The Bellas are suspended. You're being replaced by the European champion.
Sound machine.
How are we going to compete with them?
I'm not supposed to have any ideas. I'm the hot one.
I'm pretty sure I'm the hot one.
If we win a world championship, will you reinstate us?
If you win it. Oh, ho, ho!
Bob and Bellas,
you are so tiny.
We're going to kick your ass.
Your team is like a, how'd you say that? A heated mess. A mess where heat is applied to it. So what once was a little messy is now even messier.
Never trust a big fat smile. That girl is all
here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what, so what, so what, the scenario?
Please just retire.
Did your accent get thicker? Is that like a intimidation thing? Because World War II. Boom.
When I look back on this, I won't remember performing and competing. I'm going to remember you weirdos.
Me too.
Me too. Me too.
Guys, there's going to be some haters out there. They're going to look at us, Team USA, and be like, why is the most talented one Australian?
Who run the world? Yeah! Who run this mother?
Well, these girls have broken down every single barrier in their path.
What an inspiration to girls all over the country who are too ugly to be cheerleaders.
All right, so this is about a group of singers. Obviously, you understand that, listening to them sing and compete. The first one really, really took off, and you can expect a lot of teenage girls or preteens will probably go to this. A good drop-off, the movie kind of thing, has a pretty decent theme. It is PG-13 musical comedy, and it's 115 minutes long, so that means it's not ridiculously crazy long, but you'll have to sit through previews if you're taking the teenage girls. Anna Kendrick is one of the stars in it. Rebel Wilson, Anna Camp, some faces that you would recognize even if you don't recognize their names. Guarantee this will be a really, really big hit. All right, and then finally, here's our last one, Good Kill.
Eyes on the objective. Engage at your discretion.
Roger that. Target lasered. 3, 2, 1, right.
Good kill. War is now a first-person shooter. Half of you were recruited in malls precisely because you are a bunch of gamers. Any time of day or night, drones are in the sky above whatever godforsaken place we're at war with that day.
You're cleared hot. Light them up. Warheads on foreheads.
Missiles off the rail.
They'll call it a hellfire for nothing.
So what'd you log? 3,000 hours in F-16s, 6 tours, 200 combat sorties before you got here.
You want to go back to combat? Are you out of your mind?
This is so bad, what you're doing now. You're still making people safer, right?
Rifle when ready.
Missiles the way.
God damn it, what's that?
Abort?
Negative.
Ryan.
Don't ask me if it's a just war. That's not up to us. To us, it's just war.
I am a pilot, and I'm not fine.
I don't know what it is that I am doing, but it's not fine.
Words come down the chain, we're stepping up attacks. Because we got the intel that says they're stepping up attacks.
You ever get to fly in a war or something?
Blew away 6 Taliban in Pakistan just earlier today. Now I'm going home to barbecue. Every day I feel like a coward taking pot shots at somebody halfway around the world.
He's quiet. What happens when he gets angry? He gets more quiet.
You just gotta keep compartmentalizing. Never mind, the compartment's got too close.
What is it that you miss? Go back. Combat?
I'm okay!
All right, an American thriller should be good, probably draws an audience, and the familiar Bruce Greenwood is in this one, so most likely, at least streaming-wise, it'll be pretty good. Gonna leave you with this one from Oscar Wilde, who said, always borrow money from a pessimist. Why? He won't expect it back.
Huh?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.